Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 9th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Meta, pause. Sex, 0.5. Salsa measures driver wake time. OpenClaw skills contain Trojans. Claude Fast Mode trade-off. New York limits AI news, data centers. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. Project Salsa measures how long drivers in SAE3 cars need after a short sleep to retake control safely. Scientists from the University of Stuttgart and the Fraunhofer IOSB use interior cameras and EEG in a realistic driving simulator to train an AI that distinguishes relaxed closed eyes from true sleep. Results show a relaxed driver can be ready in about 10 seconds, while a sleeping person may need at least 2 minutes before safe control. The team tested gentle wake methods, seat vibration with targeted sounds, to avoid startle reactions. Interim findings will be shown in Fellbach on the 12th of February. The project has around 10 million euros in funding. More than 300 skills for the self-hosted AI agent OpenClaw were found to contain Trojans and data thieves disguised as useful extensions on the ClawHub repository. The skills often contained no direct malicious code, but instructed the agent to download and run external files, including the macOS Trojan Atomic Stealer. A single user published over 300 infected skills. OpenClaw has partnered with VirusTotal to automatically scan submissions using VirusTotal's Code Insight, which analyzes behavior with Gemini. Harmless skills are auto-approved, suspicious ones get warnings, and confirmed malicious skills are blocked with daily rescans. That partnership reduces risk, but does not stop targeted natural language attacks known as prompt injections.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickard.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E. Anthropic introduced Fast Mode for Claude Opus 4.6. 2.5 times faster, but up to 6 times more expensive than standard. Fast Mode suits live debugging and rapid iteration. Standard suits long autonomous jobs, batch pipelines, and cost-sensitive workloads. For inputs up to 200,000 tokens, Standard is $5 per mTOC. Fast Mode is $30 per mTOC, and outputs follow the same six-fold gap. Available in Cursor, GitHub Copilot, Figma, and Windsurf, not on Amazon Bedrock, Google Vertex AI, or Microsoft Azure Foundry. A 50% introductory discount runs until the 16th of February, and Anthropic plans to expand API access with a waitlist. New York is considering two bills. One would label AI-generated news and require human sign-off. The other would pause new data center permits for 3 years. The NY Fair News Act would require a disclaimer on news composed with generative AI, mandate human review before publication, and require disclosure to newsroom employees about AI use. It would also require safeguards to keep confidential sources out of AI. S9144 would halt new data center permits for 3 years, citing rising electric and gas rates and grid strain. National Grid New York says large load requests have tripled and 10 gigawatts are expected. The state approved a 9% Con Edison rate increase for the next 3 years. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.